Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the best in the world telling the former boss's son-in-law where to go, to independent Marvels choosing to turn down the chance to grow in his version of developmental, this lot simply didn't fancy playing the game. Thank you. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who turned down Triple H. Number 10, the Young Bucks told Papa H no 4 or 5 times. In the time before the idea of becoming All Elite was even an official thing, Triple H reportedly had designs on bringing in the titular Elite as part of a shocking invasion storyline around 2019. Said initial report by Dave Meltzer was then further explained by the Young Bucks a bit later down the road, with Matt and Nick Jackson eventually revealing how the then head of NXT went about trying to turn the Elite's heads towards all things sports entertainment. As the former AEW World Tag Team and Trios Champions noted to Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp, despite the company not even being aware of their eventual promotion even being a concept at that point of their negotiations, WWE threw everything at the group. Despite this being the case, the world-class pair would go on to decline Tripp's offer to join the WWE machine at least 4 or 5 times. Though the tag team icons would also stress that Levesque was a charming dude who said all the right things. All the charm and money in the world couldn't convince the eventual AEW EVPs to fully get on board with the game's vision of an elite corner of WWE. Number 9, NXT didn't feel right for Hangman Page. Hangman Page was also among the elite group courted by the King of Kings in the time just before AEW was up and running. But while Page's Young Buck pals and Kenny Omega were pitched the concept of hitting the ground running on WWE's main roster by the game, Hangman was offered a slightly different route into the system. That aforementioned Meltzer report detailed how the Millennial Cowboy would have been thrown into NXT and pushed as one of its top players. However, the eventual AEW World Champion was having none of it, and later explained to the State of Combat podcast his reasons for turning down the option to become one of Triple H's top NXT stars. He said, "That was an option for me at one point. It was something for me that I heavily considered, but you know, it didn't feel right for me at the time, and I really couldn't say enough how pleasant everyone was to deal with the talks and negotiations." Going further, Hangman would also note how becoming All Elite felt so much more rewarding and fulfilling than the idea of becoming a WWE superstar, and the rest was history and cowboy sh. Number 8, Kurt Angle had no intention of managing Riddle or being a coach in NXT. While the long since retired from in-ring action Olympic gold medalist has still yet to sign on the dotted line to entirely commit himself to a promotion at time of recording, there have been a few moments when it looked as though the WWE Hall of Famer was on the cusp of adding a new chapter to his wrestling story. On top of turning down both the opportunity to step back into the ring one more time and appear as a non-wrestling on-air figure for Tony Khan's All Elite company, Angle also wasn't entirely convinced by Triple H's proposition for the wrestling machine back in 2020. Hot on the heels of appearing as that year's NXT Fight Pit guest referee, Trips pitched the idea of becoming Matt Riddle's on-screen manager going forward. As he'd note to Wrestling Inc. though, Angle was too busy focusing on his supplement company to commit to being the former UFC fighter's black and gold mentor, with an offer to become one of Triple H's NXT coaches never really coming to fruition either around that time. Number 7, Chris Brooks didn't fancy spending a critical time in NXT UK. As NXT UK began to first gather steam, it felt as though just about every talent plying their trade on the European independent wrestling scene had been convinced to hop aboard the new extension of all things black and gold.
older.
Yeah, there was still the odd worker who wasn't all that keen on committing some of their most crucial years to a project that was still somewhat unclear, with Chris Brooks in particular not being all that sure about the concept of being denied the chance to fulfill his dreams of working in Japan or other respected independent promotions towards the back end of his 20s. As the eventual DDT pro wrestling performer would admit to Post Wrestling, after reluctantly attending a tryout in 2017, Brooks was offered a deal to work on Trips NXT UK, but Brooks opted to steer clear of the game's black and gold spin-off and bet on himself on the indies instead. And while many claimed he was crazy for choosing to spend his critical years of developing as a wrestler on the independents, rather than under the biggest promotion in the world's banner, the fact Brooks went on to break into the Japanese wrestling scene and eventually become a two-time DDT Universal Champion highlighted how things all worked out in the end, fortunately, as he put it. Number 6. Darby Allin didn't want to be groomed like an NXT / 205 Live star. There was a moment there when none other than Darby Allin was being groomed to become a feature performer for NXT. Jumping back before he was officially made All Elite, the Daredevil worker would explain to the DDT Snake Pit podcast that Trips most definitely had his eyes on bringing Allin into his NXT mix. However, this being the time when 205 Live was still a somewhat stale thing, the face-painted phenomenon saw the writing on the wall for his career should he have chosen to step into Papa H's playground. Allin also just wanted the chance to sink or swim on his own merit, not by working within a company where he could easily get lost in the shuffle on the dying purple show. And going further, when chatting to UpRocks about the time he was given the chance to begin training at the Performance Center, Allin would reveal, "I was like, I'm not even interested. I'm not the type of guy who wants to sit on the sidelines and say, gee, I'm just happy to be in WWE. I don't give an F."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Number 5. Eddie Kingston thought he was better than an NXT coaching job. After spending an age becoming one of the most compelling names on the independent scene, the irrepressible and undeniable Eddie Kingston eventually found himself being met with an offer from Triple H. But rather disappointingly for the Mad King, said initial deal would only have covered coaching within WWE's Performance Center, a position Kingston would confess via Talk Is Jericho to not being able to give his all in due to feeling rather bitter and angry over not being given a shot at actually performing in a WWE ring. Not too long after shaking up the system a touch during his AEW debut battle against Cody Rhodes in July 2020, though, Trips and the gang definitely felt there was money to be made in bringing the loudmouth veteran into the WWE NXT mix. Kingston would ultimately admit to the competition talking about other things besides coaching that time around, but would also explain to the All Elite promotion that took a chance on him how he'd been contacted by Trips' team. Sure enough, it didn't take too long for Christopher Daniels to call the in-demand star up and offer him a contract shortly after. Number 4, Renee Paquette preferred Tony Khan's promotion. With the former Talking Smack and WWE backstage personality stopping by for an appearance on A&E's WWE Rivals show recently, it only made sense for Triple H to try and lure the engaging and likable interviewer slash host back to the company in a more full-time capacity in the aftermath. And that's precisely what the game reportedly attempted in the lead-up to thoroughly shaking up his on-screen broadcast team recently. According to Dave Meltzer via Sports Illustrated, the company reached out about becoming one of the fresh faces thrown into the new WWE broadcasting unit. But it soon became clear that Renee Paquette was on the verge of becoming All Elite instead. In truth, when given the option of returning to a company she'd pretty much filled every on-air role in, or the chance to reunite with her husband in a vibrant new promotion, it's not too difficult to understand why Renee chose All Elite elite at this current moment in time, and said decision could prove to be a game changer for her new company, with the utterly charismatic professional regularly making even the most painful of segments worth watching over the years. Number 3, CM Punk doesn't want to play the Mania game. Nearly a decade before his most recent explosive, all but confirmed departure from a wrestling organization, CM Punk made a point out of telling his one-time boss's son-in-law exactly how he felt about him on his way out of the WWE door. In the wake of suffering a concussion in the 2014 Royal Rumble, the Best in the World let rip at Vince McMahon in his office, with Triple H very much being present as Punk called out the company for generally creatively stifling the star, among other things. And it was in that moment, just as Vince claimed that Punk would finally get his Mania main event in the form of a match with Triple H, dammit, when Punk turned his attention to the now current head of WWE Creative. As the brassed off former WWE champion put it, "All due respect, I do not need to wrestle you, you need to wrestle me. I do not want to wrestle you. I seriously resent you for not putting me over 3 years ago when you should've. That would've been best for business, but you had to effing come in and squash it." Worth keeping in mind should the conversation of Punk making an unlikely return to Tripp's bold new world pop up again in the coming months. Number 2, Rob Van Dam refuses Tripp's help. Rob Van Dam wasn't all that keen on taking advice from his colleagues during his first stint as part of the biggest wrestling promotion on the planet, Triple H included, fancy that. In fact, when faced with the game offering Mr. Monday Night a bit of promo assistance back in the early 2000s, RVD eventually recalled outright refusing Tripp's help and even thinking, "Man, F him." This call to not take up residence under the Cerebral Assassin's wing likely didn't do the whole effing show any favors in terms of his all-round push mind, with Van Dam himself admitting how his turning down of promo guidance from the former world champion probably impacted the way he was viewed in the company. One does have to wonder what could have become of the ECW original's initial WWE push had he opted to play Tripp's little game for a spell. Number 1, Saraya wanted to be All Elite instead of on Team Papa H. Spending the latter part of her WWE career doing next to nothing of note, Saraya's opting for the land of All Elite in September simply felt like the right call for the one-time WWE star. But that's not to say that the former Paige wasn't considering a WWE comeback, with the now AEW sensation admitting in a recent Talk is Jericho conversation that she did talk with Triple H before choosing Tony Khan's company recently. This chat involved the game revealing that he thought Saraya's exit from WWE in July was her own call, with the star herself quickly setting him straight on the matter by stating it was actually a Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis move to not extend her last deal. And despite admitting to thinking about a WWE return under Tripp's guidance, and even reportedly being offered a GM gig, the second Saraya got to chatting with the likes of Jericho, John Moxley, Britt Baker, and the AEW president himself, it soon became clear that an All Elite future was something to get excited about again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.